time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the enthusiastic date night.
Date night.
Date night.
Mm-hmm. And we recommend date night activities for couples in the community to get out and have romantic evenings that they might not think of places to go.
So. I feel like romantic evenings sometimes is a stretch.
Romantic afternoons, romantic mornings, romantic, it's 3 a.m., let's go to the Waffle House.
I'm sorry, like it was supposed to be romantic?
Oh, okay. Evenings of a sort.
Okay, I love evenings of a sort.
Romantic and otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know what's coming up?
My birthday.
That already happened.
Your birthday.
Already happened.
Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
The holiday season is upon us. Also, next year, we're going to have birthdays. So, like, in a matter of speaking, they're coming up.
Sure.
But that's all the way down the road. And who goes out for romantic nights out to celebrate my birthday or your birthday?
We do.
We do.
All the time.
And that's pretty
Every
much
day.
It. That's true. But with the holiday season coming up, that means holiday gatherings, get-togethers, families in town, a lot of chaos, a lot of activity, and it's going to be sustained for the next month plus. So with that in mind, date night activities for people who just want a quiet place to get away from the family and the hustle and bustle for a little while.
All right.
Emphasis on the quiet. We're looking for like...
Yeah. No, I got this.
Little cubby hideaway hole.
No, I got this.
Yeah.
This is good. It's not a crypt, Aaron. It's not bone silent.
Of course not.
Yeah. But you know me. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Everybody who's met me knows that I'm an everyman.
The proletarian prince.
Yeah, I have two suggestions in one for you. It's Thanksgiving. There's hustle and bustle. Aunt Mary is yelling at Uncle Leo about whether they're going to watch the football game on Channel 3 or the football game on Channel 4. They have a very old television in the story. you and your special someone go, oh, no, we don't have, like, heavy cream for the potatoes. And you duck out and go to either the Waffle House or the Bob Evans, and you have a romantic meal on your own, and just like let the family drama happen without you.
So when I earlier said it's 3 a.m., let's go to the Waffle House as kind of a joke entryway into date night,
that was on my list. Now, you thought that I would have thrown that away because you mentioned it up top, but the worst part of the holidays is all the family drama.
That is true.
The best part of the holidays is all the family drama. But if the bad outweighs the good, what is more romantic than taking time for yourselves and then making excuses when you get back home and go, oh, sorry, would you believe that every Target was out of heavy cream?
Yeah.
And most of them are closed on Thanksgiving, so there you go.
I was gonna ask what Aunt Mary and Uncle Leo are gonna say when you come back heavy creamless like 2 hours later.
We looked at every single
store.
One, but we did bring you some hash browns.
All right. I will see your Waffle House and Bob Evans and raise you a walk in the woods. I was just walking in on the Booker Creek Trail. We were talking about this earlier. I walked back from the UNC library, like down the hill to get to University Place, which is a much nicer walk than walking up the hill to get to campus. And it's very nice and peaceful out there. It's a little bit cooler now, so you wear a jacket. It's a little bit harder to find the trails on the ground because there's a whole bunch of leaves down, so you feel like you're foraging a little bit more than you ordinarily are. It's not like 100 degrees, so you know you bundle up a little bit and the weather's pleasant, and there's not that many people out there on the trails because it is a little bit chillier. So bundle up. You have some nice like private time to walk around and enjoy nature and the quietude of solitude with that special someone.
That's my favorite album.
The Quietude of Solitude.
The Quietude of Solitude.
By the band That Special Someone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.